Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program highlighting positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we take a trip to rural St. James to tour the new computer lab recently opened at Maldon Primary School. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. For over 10 years, an unfinished building languished on the compound of Maldon Primary School in St. James, taking up much-needed space. For everyone else, it seemed the building was an eyesore the staff and students would just have to put up with. But when Principal Audrey Bernard Kilbourne looked at the building, she saw something different. She saw potential. It had the potential to be a library for the children, and Ms. Kilbourne thought she could start by getting some books. With that in mind, she reached out to the Sandals Foundation, a longtime corporate friend of St. James. Little did she know, she would get much more than she bargained for.
And gave them a tour of the physical plans, which would include the unfinished structure at the top of the building. They made queries about that. They asked me to do an estimate, you know, of what it would take to complete the building. And I did just that, submitted to them. And, you know, I was contacted by the foundation and informed that they would be undertaking the completion of the building. To my delight, I was so much elated.
We donated 10 computers, 10 new computers to the computer lab, and we also donated our books towards the reading program there, and we officially handed over the computer room in September. It was just the perfect timing for the start of the new school term.
Regional Public Relations Manager for the Sandals Foundation, Kadeen Daly. So what started as a plan to get books to help boost the school's literacy program ended with the transformation of an unfinished building into a library and computer laboratory for the students. And needless to say, the staff and students are very pleased. The overall scope of the work carried out included the completion of the existing structure, electrical work, the installation of windows, doors, partitions, and a water collection and storage system, as well as the construction of a new bathroom. The entire building was also grilled and painted.
For one, it has enhanced the physical infrastructure of the school. It has been a buzz in and around the community and among students in the school. They are really excited. They can't wait to go in. Almost every opportunity students get, they want to enter the room. Even the parents as well, they're so enthused about it. We have started loading software on the computer, learning software, interactive reading software. That is the first software that has been loaded on the system. And we have timetabled students as to the use of the room.
Principal of Maldon Primary, Audrey Bernard Kilbourne. Having made this initial investment in Maldon Primary, the Sandals Foundation plans to maintain a steady relationship with the school.
Maldon, even though it's not an adopted school, it's a school that we will continue to support, and we have various literacy programs that we are going to be focusing on.
Regional Public Relations Manager for the Sandals Foundation, Kadeen Daly. Okay, enough of the grown-ups. Here's what the students of Maldon Primary think of their new computer lab. Bashoya Ellis tells us how she has been using the new facility.
I do researches and assignments and classwork, and I love the way they built it. Instead of rushing to the library, I can just stop by the computer room and do my homework.
She has some tips for her fellow students for keeping the lab clean and in good condition.
By not eating and dirtying up the place, and by not playing with the computers too much.
Grade 5 student Deontay Lawrence is expressing gratitude to the Sandals Foundation.
Thank you for supporting our school to finish building our technology center.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.